Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, what we know as ADHD. This is something that's affecting children and adults nowadays. We're going to show you how to improve the lymph brain to connection to reduce inflammation and toxicity. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and the natural detoxification to help those with ADHD. Improved lymph flow can help cognitive problems, digestive issues, and skin problems. This one system, our body's sewage treatment plants, helps to clean all systems of the body, even the brain. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients from infants to adults to improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am the author of An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance. My book was written 11 years ago, but all information today is really verifying what I wrote, that an acidic pH is slowing our lymphatic system and allowing our body to fill with cellular waste. I've developed work called LymphPractic. Again, it's a fully closed session, and it really gets to the root cause of our health problems, cellular waste building in our body, whether it's our tissues, our muscles, our bones, our brain, our blood vessels, our eyes. We need to get lymph flow going to improve circulation, and your life changes. If you are out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system nationally and internationally. So there's no reason why you can't understand this information, and from the first time you talk to me, you will have a different understanding of what it takes to get healthy or how to help a child or yourself with ADHD. I will tell you that without a doubt, from my own experience with clients, ADHD can be helped by balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve the lymph-brain connection. You know, most parents learn about this when they receive a letter home saying that, hey, you know, please don't bring your kid back to school, or if the, you know, teacher calls the parents in to say, you know, your kid's having a problem. He really can't come into class anymore until you either get him medication or he sees a doctor because he's disruptive. And that's happening often. And it's really about toxicity. And it's not about just children. If you're an adult who finds it difficult to focus or concentrate, it's time to rebalance your lymphatic system and body so that you can have clearer thinking. So what is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD? There are many reasons contributing to it. Number one, you have an alcohol intake during pregnancy, children exposed to certain toxic substances such as lead, or those who were born with extreme low birth weight. And also traumatic brain injuries can all affect the brain and lead to a person or a child having more ADHD. In children with ADHD, there is a general reduction of volume in certain brain structures that they've been able to see. So to me, when we see a reduction in volume of an organ, that means it's not getting proper circulation. And the lymph system really is important in completing circulation and cleaning waste from any organ or any structure in the body. So a child or adult with ADHD can have different types of ADHD. It could be inattentive or it could be hyperactive, impulsive type. When you're inattentive, you're easily distracted, you miss details, you forget things. You have difficulty maintaining focus. You become bored with tasks, which happens to many children in school. They have difficulty focusing on organizing and completing tasks, and they have trouble completing or turning around homework. And again, this can even happen to adults who can't get projects done. And they don't seem to be listening when people are speaking. And they daydream often. And now that I'm reading all this, I believe I have a little bit of ADHD. But there's also the hyperactivity. It is a little bit different. They fidget, they squirm in their seats, they talk nonstop, they dash around, they touch other people while they're playing, and they have trouble sitting during school, and that is a big problem. And they're really constantly in motion. So Is ADHD about genetics? Is it about vaccinations? Is it viruses, trauma, antibiotics? Really, we have to understand how all these things play a role. It's not just one. It's even the foods we eat. It's the stress these children are living with. Are they getting activity? But really, everything that we just talked about, genetics, vaccinations, viruses, trauma, whether they're getting exercise or enough water, or whether they're taking medication, leads to toxicity in the body. And when a body becomes toxic, the brain becomes toxic. So when children become toxic, it really is interfering with how they think. And I'd like to tell you right off the bat about a child I work with, and I've worked with many children with ADHD, and it really makes a difference. This one boy, his grandfather had come to see me in a lecture I had done about the limb-brain connection. And he suggested to the his grandson's mother to please, you know, bring the boy to John and maybe we can get some benefit. And I'll tell you, I do the same thing on almost everybody. We just change it a little bit. We always activate the lymphatics in the whole body and brain, but then we work specifically in your problem area, whether it's an organ or your brain or your eye or your arm or leg. And I worked on this child, and we did one week, and he was a little more hyperactive, his mom said, you know. Then the next week we did two sessions a few days apart. And I'll tell you, I started seeing a difference right away. And by the third week, the young boy was coming home with awards. If you can imagine that, just a few weeks, he was going from being told, don't come to school because your son is getting up mid-class and just walking around, he can't sit still. Again, the kid doesn't meet it. He just doesn't have the control. Well, within 3 weeks, he was getting awards. And what a difference it was for the child. He felt much better about himself and for the parents that they know their child was doing well. So I've seen this over and over and over again. So I'm very glad that his grandfather, you know, was at my lecture and understood how this can help his grandson. So it doesn't matter if your child is developmentally delayed, has ADHD, OCD, Asperger's, or autism. It's all about the buildup of cellular waste and toxicity. The lymphatic system helps to reduce toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body and brain. So you heard me talk about the lymph-brain connection. What is the lymph-brain connection? Most people even haven't heard about the lymphatic system, let alone a lymph-brain connection. Well, there's a very big connection between the lymphatic system and brain that was found in 2015. Before 2015, they always said that there's no lymphatic system in the brain. Well, in 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection. When the lymphatic system is not working optimally in your body and brain, cellular waste can build, creating inflammation and toxicity, which limits how we think. There's a whole system, part of that lymph-brain connection, that most people don't even know about, called the glymphatic system. And the glymphatic system is like a matrix, a sheath, that's around your blood vessels in your brain, and it shunts off cerebrospinal fluid up to the lymphatic system. So again, it's very important to get the glymphatic system and the lymphatic system flowing in the brain to help the evacuation of waste and cerebrospinal fluid so that we can clean up the tissues. When these tiny structures like lymphatics and lymphatic vessels become acidic, they stop working effectively and lead to cellular waste building in the brain. Before I explain how to help ADHD and really any problems with the brain, I just want to remind you I work with clients, infants to adults, who have cancer, Lyme pain, brain issues in Scottsdale, Arizona. I work with the lymphatic system in a fully closed session. If you live outside of Arizona, I coach clients nationally and internationally. Everyone benefits from understanding how to improve their internal pH and how to improve lymph flow. Contact me for a free phone or Skype consultation to get your life back on track. So, what can you do to help ADHD? Really, it's simple. Reduce toxicity. We don't even think that our children are toxic, but they're running around frantic. They can't sit still. They can't think. Let me tell you about research. Now, my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, explains how when we're acidic, our lymphatic system stops working effectively and we fill with cellular waste. And I equate this to really every health problem. And that's what's playing out. I wrote my book 11 years ago, but recently in the last few years, diabetes has been linked, type 2 diabetes has been linked to cellular waste building in the pancreas. Sleep disturbances like insomnia has been linked to cellular waste building in the, many diseases have been linked to cellular waste. So we have to start thinking how it's really every health problem we have. And one research I just posted the other day, and it was from March, I don't know how I missed this, but it is an article, a research on how when we are acidic, our body aggressively fills with prions, which are cellular waste, and other cellular waste. I mean, this is real research. So it verifies what I wrote, that we're filling with cellular waste and it's creating many of our problems. So when the tissues of the body become acidic, the lymphatic system is not functioning optimally, it becomes sluggish. So we have to detox because the body's been filling up with cellular waste, even the brain. My idea of detoxification is very different than most. Just help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation, and we bring oxygen, nutrition to the cells, and everything is made up of cells in our body, and then we help remove waste. Now, in my office, I put clients through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage, one session the first week, 2 sessions the following weeks. What this is doing is create, and plus the parents learn to give them Epsom salt baths during this time, some magnesium, systemic enzymes, which are very important. And what we're doing is creating a tsunami. We're creating a wave through the body that's going to pick up waste, improve circulation, and again, improve cellular health. And you've seen a tsunami, right? It's a big wave that picks up trucks, buildings. It's devastating. And we want to improve circulation. This is what we have to do. And sometimes it takes 3 sessions a week, and we just do that very delimited. But it really is the idea of removing toxicity from the body. And you could do the same thing at home by giving your child a couple of alkalizing supplements like magnesium, Epsom salt baths, and most important, systemic enzymes to help break down cellular waste. And you do this, you know, over a few weeks, and you see there's a difference in your child. It's amazing. We have to look at what foods they're eating, right? Are they acid or alkaline? Are they eating just a lot of wheat? Are they eating a lot of just meat, chicken? So we got to get our kids eating a lot more fruits and vegetables. And as we introduce it to them, they start enjoying it a lot more. And it really is about everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance. A more alkaline diet, a few alkaline supplements, you know, just magnesium can really make a big difference in our children. Daily exercise, deep breathing. Are they sitting around just playing games all day on their computer? I can tell you, I watch my son, and I'm constantly walking by, tell him, hey, take 2 deep breaths, because they sit there and they barely breathe for hours. So we need to get them up if they're playing a lot of games, even if they're reading a lot. We need to get them up and moving and deep breathing. And, of course, watch their posture, because posture is so important. And, again, receiving some lymphatic drainage sessions, or if you can't find a lymphatic drainage therapist, get some massages, and that will really help them. So if your child is taking medications, again, many medications have been shown to deplete magnesium, so we have to balance those medications too by watching the pH and, again, adding more fruits and vegetables, smoothies, juicing, things like that to help, again, bring more alkaline minerals into the body. Now, talking about alkaline minerals or food, if you don't know what foods are acid or alkaline, go to my homepage at Ossipinski, that's Ossipinsky, Ossipinski Health Academy.com, or you can go to lymphman.com. It'll bring you to the same page, lymphman.com. And on the bottom, you will have a link to, again, a brochure of mine or the acid-alkaline food chart. And it's amazing. We're all eating without understanding of what it's doing to us. And when we eat too acidic, and I'm not a perfect eater. To me, it's not about being perfect, because I see people who are vegetarian and they have major problems with acidity. So it's many different. We want to help your children. We really have to get their idea of their body being more balanced, activate the lymphatic system with some of the ideas we talked about on this podcast. But if you have any questions, really contact me at Ossipinski Health Academy, and I will help you understand this information, because it is life-changing, and children really need to have a good start in life. Unfortunately, they're starting out toxic, and it's affecting them greatly. So if you want to help your child, contact me at OssipinskiHealthAcademy.com. If you're an adult having a problem, hey, we can really, everybody's having little problems with ADHD nowadays. And I see once we change the pH and get the lymph system going, people feel a lot better. So Thursday's show will be on helping COPD and emphysema. A lot of people are having lung disease. And if you knew that we have a lot of lymphatics in the lungs, you would get your lymph system going. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a positive difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ostapinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.